Les Brown's book called Live Your Dreams. Live Your Dreams. One of the best books I've ever bought in my whole life. Anyway, listen to this quote from Les Brown. Wanting something is not enough. You must hunger for it. Your motivation must be absolutely compelling in order to overcome the obstacles that will invariably come your way. That's from Les Brown. He talked about a hunger. You know that it's true in the field of athletics. Our Buckeyes went back to the, where was it? Did they play in Spokane? They played in Boise. I used to live in Boise, 1619 North 9th Street, when I was a little kid. That's not bad. 1619 North 9th Street. Check it out. There's a little monument there. No, I'm teasing. I was about five, six. And then, of course, I lived in Spokane where Gonzaga, that team that beat our team, they probably let them, beat them, be kind to them because they were from the West Coast and they need all the help they can get. Gonzaga beat them, but from my other old hometown in Spokane. But for an athlete to be successful, he's got to be hungry. Who wants to be average? You know Johnny Manziel's going to make a comeback? Yeah, he had his difficulties and so on. He humbled himself. He's rebuilding his life, and it looks like he's going to have a comeback. Now, you've got to go somewhere before you can come back, right? I mean, I'm just saying that some folks, it's difficult for a comeback because they've never been anywhere yet. You can't come back from where you've never been. But anyway, he has amazing abilities. Aaron, have you followed him? How come? I'm teasing. But he's hungry to get back on the field. He kind of crashed there. Sometimes we make stars out of people before they're ready to handle all that. He's got a lot of ability. And some folks in Texas could confirm that for you. Listen to a man. This guy has one of the most unique names. Israel Moore. That's his first name. Israel Moore. Wow. Ayivor. Israel Moore Ayivor. Very unique name. But this is what he said. If you are not hungry for success, you will not make the best use of your time. He said, it's simple and clear. People who are truly hungry for food never play with a meal when they see it. Is anybody hungry for God? You know what? God is attracted to hunger. Does anybody want more of him? Truly now, does anybody want more of him? I want more. I am so thankful that we have a church where the Holy Ghost can fall. And we can get in that river they were singing about. Because when you get in the river, you can get healed. You can be filled. Thank you, Kelly. You made my day. Brother Cody, you made my day. Hallelujah. They got in the river. Come on now. We got in the river and there's healing and there's life everywhere. The river flows. In business, in sports, it's the person who's hungry to excel. I want to tell you a little story about a man that God used for many years. Fred and I was talking about this guy the other day. A lot of folks have never, he has a very unique name, Smith Wigglesworth. Very unique name. How do you call your child Smith for a first name? Okay, Smith. What? Smith Wigglesworth. He was as unique as his name. And I wondered, how did you use this man so greatly? Let me tell you about one of the miracles that God did through Smith. He was very bold, and when he was in service with you, he was maybe a tad bit, I don't want to say stern, let's just say firm, okay? Very, very strong in what he felt. And he was having a meal, I'm almost done, he was having a meal with this gentleman who was like a spiritual officer in his church. He was called the curate, which the word pastor might be the closest word for us, the Church of England. And as they were eating together, he noticed that the man had no legs or feet. So they're fellowshipping, they're eating together, and Smith, the Holy Ghost, He must have experienced like a surge of the power of God. And so he looked at this man and he said, go and get a pair of new shoes in the morning. Have you ever had God say something to you that sounded ridiculous? He says to this guy who has no legs, he has some stubs, right? But no legs and no feet. Go and get some new shoes in the morning. Well, that man had trouble sleeping that night. And he heard God speak to him and say, do as my servant hath said. Now, why would you go buy some new shoes if you have no feet and you have no legs? But the next morning, to be obedient to the man of God, sometimes God won't give you explanations. I don't find the book of explanations in the Bible, do you? I find the book of Acts, not the book of observations, not the book of analysis, the book of Acts. Get up and take action. When Cody was walking around, anybody feel the power of God on him? I mean, in the building, could you feel the power of God? He was literally, every step was a step of faith. Come on now, when we get up and we move and we obey the voice of the Lord and we step out and we do something with what we know and understand. So he gets, I don't know if it was a combination of a wheelchair and crutches, how this guy got places. He got down to a shoe store. And he was, I guess, standing there with his crutches, whatever the gear was that he used. And the manager finally gets there, opens the shop, and presently one of the assistants came and said to him, good morning, sir. How can I help you? And this gentleman says, yes, would you get me a pair of shoes, please? Well, yes, sir. Size and color. The man, the minister, the curate hesitated only briefly and said, before he said what he wanted, the assistant happened to look down and said, sorry, sir, we can't help you. Does that sound like something somebody might say to you when you're trying to believe God? He said to him, it's all right, young man, but I do want a pair of shoes, size 8, color black. The assistant went to get the requested shoes, and a few minutes later, he came back and handed them to the man. I remember Smith Wigglesworth had told him, go buy yourself a new pair of shoes. And so the man put one stump into a shoe, and when he did, instantly a foot and leg formed. Can you imagine what the shoe salesman thought? Like, he puts his stump in the other shoe, and pow! A leg grew out, and a foot filled the shoe. He literally went home with new shoes, new legs, and new feet because Smith Wigglesworth, a man of God, told him to go do something in faith that he couldn't have done unless he was hungry for God to do a miracle. Come on, lift your hands and let's praise God together for the power of spiritual hunger. Oh, praise God. In Jesus' name, what was it about this man of God, Smith Wigglesworth, that separated him? That's a key word, separated him. Listen to what somebody said about him that literally knew him. This gentleman's name is Albert Hibbert, and he knew Smith Wigglesworth and was a friend of his. And he gives us a quote from Smith himself. Listen to what Smith Wigglesworth said years and years ago when he was young. Later on when he was thinking back, he said, I could not recollect a time when I did not long for God. How did this man operate in such power? There are stories, that's only one story. He probably had more miracles in a month in his life than most folks have in a lifetime. But he was a man who lived with a hunger for God. And that's why he said, I couldn't recollect a time when I did not long for God. This man who knew him said he always remained motivated by his love for people. his abhorrence of the ravages of sin, and his overwhelming passion to know the Lord. Do you want that? I believe that hunger was one of the key ingredients in his life. Anybody want some spiritual hunger? Hallelujah. Blessed are they. Let me speak the blessing. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. Blessed are they. Blessed are they. Receive that. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed, blessed. There's a blessing. There's a happiness. Praise God. Coming down on us if we're hungry for more. That's how most of us got here. I drive by a church that runs in the thousands. It's one of the largest churches in this whole area, and that's probably where I would normally be, except I hungered for more. I didn't want just to be a denominational member, you know, a member of some organization. I wanted more from God, and I had the audacity to get in a Bible study. How many of you have ever been in a Bible study where you saw more? Lift your hands high. That's probably why you're here. It's spiritual hunger. We know that faith attracts the presence of God, but I'll tell you something else that attracts the presence and power of God, and it is hunger. And so these are my comments, Brother Tim, much less than 30 minutes. By the way, that's one of my buddies. That's one of my loyal adherents. He knows me too well. I just blew holes in what he said, though, because I'm wrapping up. Preaching. Did you feel the fire in my voice? You don't do one-upmanship with Tim because you're not going to win. He's too good at it. I'm going to tell you what. I wish we had about five more men just like Brother Tim. Because if I was ever in an emergency, he'd probably be the first guy I would call. Hey, Tim, my kitchen floor is flooding because I didn't do that and call him. I spent 17 weeks trying to recover and get my house back to normal. Because I didn't call Brother Tim. I didn't want to wake him up at 1:30 in the morning. Woo, listen to this verse. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then shall we know, Hosea 6 verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the former and latter rain unto the earth. Wow, praise God. Okay, got to tell you about a guy. Went to the same Bible college I went to. He had a call on his life. He actually turned out to be an amazing preacher. But when he got in Bible college, it'd been a long time since he had had his baptism in the Spirit. He got hungry for more of God. Now, I didn't see this, but this is the story that got back to me. This man came into an amazing move of God in his life and in his church's life because he had a hunger for more. Brother Nevin, he began to find places. The Bible school was a building that was like in the shape of a circle, and there were classrooms, you know, like the spokes of a wheel. And he'd find classrooms where he could pray between school and going to work and seek God. He had a hunger and thirst for a personal breakthrough. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs a personal breakthrough. I'm going to say that again, give you a chance to give back God some Hosanna. Give the Lord some hope. Everybody needs a personal breakthrough. Everybody. Everybody. Doesn't that sound like preaching to him? Everybody needs a personal breakthrough every once in a while. You can't go long. We are designed to run on the fuel of God's presence. We are designed to live in the power of the Holy Ghost. We cannot continue in our own strength. We cannot do it. That's why we need to be filled again. Filled again. Filled again. A personal breakthrough. Woo! He was praying between classes and work. And one day, he got a hold of something. I like to tell people, if you'll be a live wire for Jesus, not too many people will step on you. He got refilled, rebaptized in the Holy Ghost, set on fire. And it all was about the fact that he was hungry, Charles. He was hungry for more. So he goes to a little church. They elect him pastor of a church of about 50. And he transmits his hunger for more of God to them. One of the only ways you can get it. There are about two ways I know this is one of them. When somebody that's really hungry for God gets around you, it will jump on you. And he took this little struggling church and he transferred his hunger for more of God to them. Now watch this. He convinced them that if they had some prayer meetings, God was going to show up. Everybody love prayer meetings, don't we? Woo! Do you know what time his prayer meetings were? Started at 5 in the morning. This was like several days a week. Went till 7 in the morning. 2-hour prayer meetings. Silent night. Pentecost was born in a prayer room. It was the upper room in fire, not the supper room in smoke. We've gone from agonizing to organizing, but nothing replaces the presence and power and anointing of God. I believe God's hand is on our church. I want to say that again. I believe his hand is on our church. I believe we have an assignment. I believe the unction of God and the fire of God is in our church. No, I want more. I want more. Somebody wants more. God is going to do some unusual things this year if we will hunger after him. They got to praying in these prayer meetings. And the power of God fell in his church. People were coming off the streets. They were leaving weapons on the altar. They were being filled and delivered and healed and changed in his altars. And there were collections of weapons that he was showing later on that had been left on his altar because people were coming to God in that move of God. The power of God moved and surged in his congregation and it grew by hundreds and became the largest church in our district. Amen. Ran several hundred people off from a little church of 50 because he took the hunger he had for God and he transmitted it to his people. And they got to seeking God. Would you lift your hands, brother? Hallelujah comes. Amen. Our musicians. Oh, praise God for a few moments here. Lord Jesus, give me hunger. That's one of the ways we can get it. Lord, give me some hunger. Give me some spiritual hunger. Give me some spiritual hunger. Hallelujah. As our musicians and singers come back, we're going to ask for just a little bit of worship as we prepare for these beautiful waters of baptism.